Star 1310, and we welcome our guest, Loyal Pie. Loyal, how are you, man?
Man, I'm so excited, and I'm happy, and I'm doing well.
Finally, huh?
Yes, finally.
Finally.
That was great. Yeah, how you doing,
sir? Hey, okay. Listen, has anybody ever said to you, Loyal, when are you going to do a solo project? You haven't been approached?
Yeah, man. Throughout my years with John, even more so with Men of Standard, you know, like I used to always tell him, though, timing is everything. You know what I'm saying? There were some things that I had to go through. I had to learn and had to develop as a man, as a person, as a Christian brother. And when I did that, then I knew it would be time for me to do a solo record. So, you know, I got that all the time, but I wanted to do it when it was the time to do it.
How did it feel knowing that your debut was at number 10?
It felt great. I never anticipated, you know, it coming at 10. You know, I just was pleased and, you know, very appreciative that people wanted to hear what God had given me, and I was just excited. So when I found out I came at 10, man, I was so excited. I think I just screamed, you know what I'm saying, because there's more to come, you know, and let me know that I'm on the right track, and God's hand is all on what I'm doing. And so, you know, I was really excited, man. I really was really excited, and I'm just looking forward to the things to come.
Tell us about your relationship with, is it A$AP Ward?
Yeah, A$AP Alex Ward.
Okay.
You know, I met A$AP some years ago on our first project with Men of Standard, our first record. A$AP did about 2 songs on that record. And then, you know, I think our relationship just developed over the years. And one day I was at the Stellar Awards, maybe year before last, and A$AP came to me and said, man, the Lord told me to work with you. And, you know, I don't know in what capacity, you know. And then that's when I told him, I said, man, I'm gearing up to do my first solo record. And then that's where it came. He said, well, man, let's work. And let's not worry about money and all that kind of stuff. Let's just work and we see what happened. And we started working and started really grinding. And we put together a great project.
Now, on Finally, would you say this project is, well, it's more you, like an urban inspirational project. And would you call yourself a crooner?
A crooner? Well, you know, hey, man, I'm gonna be honest with you, Ellison. I'm just trying to do what I love to do, you know, and I listen to a lot of great people like my mentor, Pastor Marvin Winans, and, you know, I can't, you know, you can hear a little, when I sing, a little bit of John P. Kimmy because I spent so many years with him, and I like Joe Lagun of the Mighty Clouds of Joy, so I try to listen to those guys when I was young, and even still today, and try to mash that into what I was trying to create, you know, in myself, you know, for myself, rather, and so it just came out that way, man, so... You know, I just try to sing, you know, and I try to, you know, hope and pray that everybody enjoy what I bring to the table.
Now, would you say Men of Standard, the group, was way ahead of its time?
Well, I'm not going to say it was ahead of its time. I just think that we came in at the right time. Because if you think about it, when we came in, the Winans Commission was, you know, kind of moving on to other things, and we came aboard. And if you look now, there's not that many male groups that's still, you know, doing that thing today. And even though we're taking like a sabbatical for a minute to do some individual things, but we're still together. You know, a lot of times groups, man, break up after so many years. So for us to stay together 12, 13 years was a blessing. And we're still together. We're planning to do a live record, you know what I'm saying? So I just think that we have not yet seen or people have not yet seen the greatest stuff from Men of Standard. I think we still have some records left in us.
Our guest, Loyal Pie. Loyal, you mentioned Pastor Marvin Winans. He's on your project, am I right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I got Pastor Marvin Winans and Pastor Rance Allen on a song that we did together. Song that I wrote called He'll Make a Way. Phenomenal song. I love the song. Just a simple song. And, man, it's crazy. I love that record.
You also have Sherry Jones Moffitt and...
And Deidre Catton.
Deidre Catton.
Yeah. We grew up together, me and Deidre, out of Detroit. His mom know my mom and, you know, so on and so forth. So just childhood friends, man, and came together and did a song called Praise at the House. That's featured also on his soundtrack with his movie, Blessed and Cursed. And so, man, I'm excited about my record. My record is a great sing-along record, fulfilled with a lot of hope and encouragement. and easy listening. You know, that's what I wanted to put together. I wanted to put together a record that people can go walk away when they stop listening to it and say, you know what, man, I'm gonna live tomorrow. I'm ready to fight another day. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to throw in the towel. So, and that's what we did. It's a church record with a little urban feel to it, but it's church.
Since we're calling names, Loyal, how instrumental has John P. Key been in your life?
Well, you know what? You know, man, when you think about John Key, and I got that question today. Somebody asked me, and I'm saying to myself, wow, there's so many things that I could say because, you know, like in 1990 when I joined the choir, John was one of the hottest guys that was out for a while. You know what I'm saying? Choirs that was doing harmonies and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been very instrumental because I learned about the music business from John. John, no, if you sit down with John and ask him questions about the music business, man, it's a book of stuff that he can tell you and teach you. And he taught us that, you know, and then traveling around the country, watching him on stage, how he would take authority over that stage and control and have that audience to the point where they would stay there to 2 or 3 hours and constantly just listening to him. And he, you know, I learned that from him. So now it's easy for me to, you know, get on stage and really minister and keep the attention of people. A lot of times we get on stage, we don't hold that attention. So people will be talking, people are just do because you're not demanding that attention. And John taught us that, you know what I'm saying? He taught us that. And just that business side of things, man, he taught us. So I take my hat off to him, and everywhere I go, I always tell people, you know, much love and respect for John P. Key.